It's New Zealand's first Maori national holiday, and to mark the occasion, Indigenous musician Jerome Kavanagh composed a special piece using traditional instruments. Rising in midwinter, Matariki heralds the start of the Maori New Year. Matariki is the name for a cluster of stars that form part of the Taurus constellation, known in Greek mythology as the Pleiades and in Japan as Subaru. A sacred Hotapu ceremony makes offerings to each celestial being in the cluster. In Auckland, 9 pillars of light have been illuminating the city's Star Dome Observatory and Planetarium, one for each of the 9 stars in the cluster. Traditions date back to the beginnings of Aotearoa. By the 1940s, they'd largely been lost, but there's been a revival over the past 2 decades, culminating in a poignant and historic milestone today. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern explains.
This is now an official holiday that does not divide us by Māori ancestry or other. Rather, it unites us under the stars of Aotearoa. It demonstrates the generosity of the Indigenous people of New Zealand to share knowledge, culture, and history. And it holds within it enough space for each of us to build our own meaning and traditions.
Matariki has been commemorated for centuries, when Maori people stopped to reflect, gather, and plan for the coming year. Now the Indigenous population is swelling with pride that it's become an official holiday. Olive Karina Lockyer is from the Auckland Star Dome, where beams are lighting up the night sky.
It's a nod to the traditional practice of a hautapu, where we would cook food and the steam and the smoke from that food would rise up into the heavens.
A series of Matariki events is being held to celebrate the milestone. Ms. Karina Lockyer says it's a chance to hold on to old traditions of the past and establish new ones too.
Matariki is, I think it's whatever you want to make it, and I think it's a beautiful opportunity to start some new traditions.
For these children at the Auckland Star Dome Observatory and Planetarium, it was an exciting moment.
This one's connected to all the soil and stuff. This Puhu Te Kawa is connected to the ones that have passed away.
It's really important to Māori culture because it's around the new year.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.